This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 477 in the series. This session of the radio show says the Town of Franklin inaugural meeting of the Community Preservation Committee held on Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021. The meeting was conducted in a virtual format. Committee members, key guests, along with the public, all were remote via the conference bridge to adhere to the social distancing requirements of this pandemic period. Links to the meeting agenda in my notes are included in the show notes. The recording runs around 38 minutes, so let's listen to the Community Preservation Committee meeting of March 2nd.
So everybody on the commission has video, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So yes. I'm going to read off your names other than Chris Feely. Monique Doyle.
Here.
Michael Giardino.
Here.
Joseph Halligan.
Here.
Jeffrey Livingstone.
Present.
Phyllis Malcolm.
Here.
David McNeil.
Here.
Lisa Oxford.
Here.
And Wayne Samarian.
Here.
Okay. Yes,
Chris. Nancy is
Philly, hey, Chris.
Sir. Chris, you gotta be off mute.
Hello, how is everyone?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. So I'm going to ask everybody on the commission to raise your right hand, and I'm going to scroll to make sure those hands are raised. Do you solemnly swear that you will faithfully and impartially perform the duties incumbent upon you as a member of the Community Preservation Committee to the best of your ability, so help you God?
I do.
I do.
I do.
I do.
Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
Yay.
Big congratulations, everybody. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, Nancy.
Good luck. Thank you. Goodbye, awesome. Everybody.
Hi, Nancy.
It's been a long day.
Yeah.
Sure.
Bye.
Okay, so I'm just going to lead off to let the committee, now that you're officially sworn in, this is pretty new stuff for most of us, but you know, the first order of business on tonight's agenda is organization for a chair, a vice chair, and clerk. So if the nine members, for those of you who may not know, it requires a motion and a second of a motion and debate if folks want to have it on the election of a chair. These are individual roll call votes. And each roll call, Chrissy's going to be taking the minutes down for us right now, but each of the roll calls on each of the positions have to be by a full roll call vote because it's on Zoom, which is the law. So in absence of a chair and having a new committee, we'll now entertain motions for the election of the chair of the Community Preservation Committee.
Second.
Well... We have to put somebody in there first.
Who's first?
Somebody's got to be nominated.
I nominate Dave McNeil.
Second.
Are there any other nominations for the chair of the Community Preservation Committee? Or are there any other folks who are interested?
Thank you.
Is there a second for a nomination of Mr. Feely?
Second.
Okay. Is there anybody else who wishes to nominate someone or someone has interest in chair of the Community Preservation Committee? Okay. It's a good thing we're not in public. There might be a big fight for this one. So anyways, now's the time for deliberation. Maybe Mr. Feely and Mr. McNeil, you could say a few words about your desire to be chair, experience, or anything else you'd like to discuss.
Well, first of all, thank you very much, everyone, for being here. Thank you very much for the nomination, Monique and Lisa. I appreciate that. And yeah, I appreciate being not nominated to position of chair. It's an honor to serve in this capacity on the Community Preservation Committee. And I'm really looking forward to working with everyone in the future. I think this is going to be really great for all that we're going to be doing in our town. If I were to be elected as chair, I'd be sure to be a listener first and foremost, listener to all the members of the committee, listener to all the citizens that come forward with their perspectives and their experience from their viewpoints, what they believe the town needs, and be sure to have an open mind and take input from all when looking forward to the projects that we want to be planning. In my role working at the State House, I deal with public policy on a daily basis, which is part of my large interest in serving the Community Preservation Committee that, and having grown up in Franklin, and part of my job is listening to different stakeholders, working with coalition building and educating myself on a variety of issues. And I wanted to apply that to this role. That's, you know, why I apply, why I'm honored to serve on it. And I would take that exact viewpoint as chair to doing exactly that, listening to both my fellow members here and to all citizens that want to make their voices heard. So thank you for the nomination, and whatever the results, regardless, I truly look forward to serving with everyone here. So thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Chris?
So welcome everyone to the committee. I'm looking forward to working with everyone. My experience is I've been on the Board of Assessors for the last, this will be 12 years. Prior to that, I served on the town council for 8 years, and I was chairman the last 5 of those years. I'm from Franklin as well. I've been very involved in the community. I'm looking forward to this opportunity to hopefully lead this committee and show the community how well we as a committee can work together and get these tasks done. I'm also involved with the Franklin Housing Authority and the Franklin Housing Trust, which is a big piece of this community preservation, along with open space. And I'd appreciate anyone's vote for this position. Thank you.
Excellent. Thanks, Chris. Do any of the other members have any comments or deliberation?
I got a question. So if one doesn't get it, does the other one get to do vice chair? Is that how we're, because I'm stepping back.
Yeah, it could be that, Mike.
Okay.
It's typically a separate vote.
It'll be another vote.
It's right. Definitely a separate vote.
Right.
And I think in the absence of additional folks who are interested in being vice chair, your suggestion is probably a likely one. Yep. Great question, Mike.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
All right, I got another question for Chris. I assume this is going to be pretty time consuming with the other stuff you're doing. Is this right up your alley as kind of coordinating all together?
Because
you have the experience.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I know this is a time commitment, and I'm willing to make that time commitment.
Yeah. And it ties in with this stuff you're doing now.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Dave, same thing for you.
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned, my policy background working at the State House, that was a lot of the driver of my interest for working on this, and then wanting to apply that locally to Franklin, where I grew up. That's, you know, where my passion lies, and you know, why I'm here to serve. So yeah, awesome. Absolutely.
Anybody else on the committee have any comments or questions? So essentially, you know, you got two candidates here for chair. Maybe I should ask the question to the group first to maybe make this a little easier or more comfortable. Is there any other members of the committee who are interested in being vice chair? I think to Mike's point, you have two candidates here who have stepped up to be chair. Maybe the committee could discuss, you know, roles, or if folks want to just have one as chair, one as vice chair, if that's okay with everybody, or
okay with me.
Yeah, I can tell you one thing I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get out of the way of being the chair.
You're backing up.
You know, I think I've obviously met and gotten to know Chris, and I've gotten to know Dave a little bit through this process. You know, as the town administrator had offered some unsolicited feedback that I do think that, you know, having the experience that Chris might have to run a meeting, I think the chair and the vice chair are probably less about time commitment. I think all of you are going to provide necessary time. You all have made that commitment already. And so I leave it up to Chris or Dave to decide maybe, you know, who's who. But Dave, have you ever ran meetings before, or public meetings, or gaveled, or anything of that sort?
I haven't ran public meetings myself. I have, as part of committee staff, been part of the administration of public committee hearings, but I have not run them myself. That was my boss's my boss's pedigree, you know, being the chair of the committee. But so I don't have that direct experience, I will admit.
I sat in that chair many times, not on the same committee. And congratulations to your new chair lady, and Carolyn Dykova. She's a tremendous person. So, I know where you sat over in the corner of B2 for many times supporting the legislative committee. Is there any other thoughts that folks have? Do you think that having experience matters in this capacity? Would people be comfortable breaking down the chair and vice chair to that kind of outline? What do folks think?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that sounds.
That would be good to have somebody with this experience.
I will say that in my experience, you know, obviously I think, you know, having folks that, you know, can run meetings is really key. I think, Dave, it'd be a great opportunity if you were willing to do it, to learn a lot of that and, you know, and be in that position of, if Chris can't make it, you got to learn it quick. So what are folks comfortable with that? Dave, is that okay with you, or?
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
That work out? Chris, is that fine with you?
I'm more than willing to defer to Chris's experience. And if that's how we're doing it, if we don't want to have a separate vote, I'll be more than willing to serve as vice chair if nominated, and defer to Chris if you'd like to step in the chair. So then, and I'd be happy to serve in that capacity and learn from Chris's experience, but also everyone else's. So I'd be more than happy to that if that sounds good to everybody.
I would be fine with that. Yes.
I think I would agree with that.
I would too. Yes.
I didn't realize there was a gavel involved, or I would have put my name. But I'll let you do the gavel.
And I know he's on the call. We protect the gavel for the chairman of the council at all odds. So this is not a gavel that just floats around town. No. This is a big deal.
Okay.
You have to protect the power.
All right.
Yeah. What is it the committee consider? I mean, you do have to have a legal roll call vote, so maybe seems like everybody's in agreement, but just so we have to have the finality. You know, maybe.
Jamie, can I have a quick question?
Sure.
Can we come up with a slate of officers and then have the roll call vote for that slate of officers?
I learned my gavel moves from Mr. Feely anyway.
you can do that, Chris. If you want to do use your chair and David as vice chair and nominate a clerk. You know, again, Chris,
can I throw my 2 cents in on that real quick?
Sure.
Just say that at least the chair and the vice chair should be roll call votes, and the remainder of the staff be one vote for the rest.
I wasn't going to have, it's still going to be a roll
they
call.
They all have to be roll call.
Well, why don't you just do them individually, Chris? Let's take a roll call vote on Chris Feely. Is, you know, you have a second, you have a motion and a second. So we need to do a roll call vote for each individual member of the CPC for a chairman. So Mr. Feely is chairman. I will call the roll. Phyllis?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Monique?
Yes.
David?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
I'm scanning. Who did I miss? Wayne?
Yes.
And Mr. Feely?
Yes.
Okay. So for technicality, is
I
there
nominate
a...
Mr. McNeil.
There you go.
Second.
Thank you.
What about me?
Joe! Standing right in front of me. They're right on the top of the screen. My bad, Joe. I'm looking around all this Zoom and going back and forth. Joe?
I'm all set. Yes, Chris.
Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a motion on Mr. McNeil for vice chair.
Second.
Okay, Joe?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Monique?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
Phyllis.
Yes.
See if we can get every Wayne.
Yes.
Okay. Now we'll have to entertain a motion for the clerk of the CPC. Is anybody interested or anybody want to make a motion in the clerk for the CPC?
I'd like to nominate Monique Doyle.
Second.
Anyone else want to make a motion or have any interest in being the clerk of the CPC?
Do you get to handle gavel or no?
Right. Okay. Chris will give it to me. I'll do it.
She can have it then.
You do get one thrown at you, though.
I'm sure.
I know by experience.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other motions or interest? Going once, going twice. Okay. Roll call vote. Jeff Livingstone.
Yes.
Mike Giardino.
Yes.
Joe Halligan.
Yes.
Phyllis.
Yes.
Lisa.
Yes.
Dave.
Yes.
Chris.
Yes.
Wayne.
Yes.
And Monique. You gonna vote for yourself?
Sure. Yes.
All right. Congratulations, everybody. Officially, there is now a new chair, vice chair, awesome. And clerk of the CPC.
Congratulations, everybody.
That's really great. We have a new organization. And now, Chris, it's up to you and I. You know, we have a couple discussions on here. You want to take over? The next item on the agenda is next steps and committee responsibilities and a committee schedule.
So on the first item, I'll defer to you.
Okay. Well, really, you know, as of now, I think I gave everybody a ton of reading assignments in the agenda. We didn't expect everybody to make it through. Some of you are probably familiar with many of these projects, and if you aren't. Now you have a formed committee. It's really up to the group about how often you want to meet, when you want to meet. I do think that the committee should try to get on a regular meeting schedule at a minimum to go through all of the questions that might come up and how you want to move forward. As folks may know, you know, went through the interviews, but CPA, there's a couple things here. The Community Preservation Act collections don't start until the tax bill on July 1st. So there is no money right now to spend, actual cash. One of the features that was discussed for quite a bit of time on the lead up to CPC or CPA on the vote in November is that you can borrow against future revenues. You know, we're a little limited in that. Borrowing money does require us to talk to the finance team and whatnot. But ultimately, you have a year until the town will understand, actually a year and a half, when the town will be able to collect a full year of collections of cash, and then you will get a state match. That is anticipated to be in the fall of 2022. So the question really for the committee is, you know, how often do you want to meet? And do you want to look at what other towns do? Eventually, there'll be an application procedure you'll have to come up with in terms of how an applicant might come to the CPC for funds, whether it be the town, whether it be the recreation department, the housing trust. You know, there's a lot of rules and information that many of you have probably had in terms of, or at least read. In terms of each year, you have to set aside 10% for each of the three main areas. There'll probably be a couple of other meetings you'll have to do. You'll have to do at least some sort of public outreach, I believe, for a meeting or two to solicit ideas and be able to have some public input in terms of what projects may already be on the horizon that you may want to get involved in or not get involved in. There's other things in town such as open space updates. You may want some of the historic preservation individuals to come in and give a presentation on what they think. It's really, to be completely honest, I mean, I can go in a lot of different directions on this, but it's really a question of how the committee wants to organize itself, you know, in the coming months. You have plenty of time. That was part of the idea of getting the bylaw done and getting the committee up and going. You know, it did take us 5 months from election day to get most of this 4 months completely through. And you may want to split up assignments among many of the members to see what other communities are doing, what other applications there are in other communities, and how you guys want to do it. So you have a little bit of time. I think the next few months are going to be largely trying to get a foundation built. And I'm certainly open to any ideas. If the committee feels comfortable with myself and the staff being heavily involved in trying to give recommendations, I'm certainly open to that as well. But the goal of today's meeting was simply at least to get the committee to have a formal meeting, organized, have a chair, vice chair, clerk. And then I wanted to at least have a discussion to get people's thoughts on how you think we should proceed. So we're certainly open to a lot of ideas. And we certainly have many of our own. Any thoughts folks have?
Are
there training? Sorry, Chris, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Aren't there training sessions available for new members?
Yeah, that might be true. I don't know when the Community Preservation Coalition holds them.
Okay.
Folks may have to look at the, you know, I'm looking at the website really quickly now. We could certainly invite Stuart Saginaw from the coalition to a meeting. Happy to make that inquiry. I've known Stuart for 15 to 20 years. And maybe he can come in and give some advice at the next meeting. Or maybe we should schedule a meeting around Stuart's calendar.
Happy I think that would be a good idea.
Okay.
I agree with that. I think since this is such new territory to all of us, I would really like to hear from somebody who can really teach us and help us to have an understanding of how to proceed.
Sure.
Stuart would be good with that.
He would be.
I think public hearings and outreach, I think that's an excellent idea as a way to assess the town needs. I'm wondering, would it maybe be possible to, maybe over the course of this year, the next few months, to have maybe a presentation from the five respective town boards that serve on the committee, just as a way to kind of get updates on the needs in those particular focus areas? Would that be a possibility?
You know what I can do, Dave, is I think one of the things that might make sense is you know, we can have the other housing authority members, the housing trust members, and other organizations in town that might be in and out relative to housing, they can come and have a discussion with the committee about what they see as the future, you know, issues and projects that are going on. And then I can do the same thing with recreation. I know Ryan's on the call tonight, but I can certainly have the Rec Advisory Board and Ryan come in and give an update on where he stands and what might be coming up. And we can do the same thing with historical preservation. We could have the Friends and Historical Commission come on and some of the other stakeholders. How's that sound?
Yeah, I think that would be great.
Good.
Maybe over the next couple months, maybe have one meeting dedicated to each presentation. That way, every group or presenter has enough time to prepare and you know what they want to say, and then that gives us all great space to be informed adequately.
Mm. Yeah, I also think we have to look at some of the application processes. I think that's the word I'm thinking of that other towns have used, and go through them and see what might be applicable to Franklin. There are different ways of approaching the application process. And I think looking at a few and coming up with some suggestions would also be early on, be something that we could do early on.
Sure. I'll have, you know what I'll do, Monique, is I'll have Chrissy look up a handful of other communities maybe nearby or recommendations that are good ones from Stuart.
Okay.
And, you know, our form of government is obviously unique in a lot of this. Most towns, obviously, many know, don't have our form of government. Oftentimes, the CPC recommends projects to town meeting. And in this case, you'd be recommending projects to the full town council for approval. So, you know, we can certainly talk to Stuart and maybe there's some other towns that have our similar form of government that had CPA. Mm-hmm. We can talk to them. It's a great idea. Any other thoughts or questions or concerns that folks may have? Or
Jamie, is there some literature about what is actually required of us as a committee that you could email out to everyone so that they would have that information?
Yep.
Okay. And then
you mean in terms of the 10% rules, Chris, or
yes.
just
yes. yeah, that and in general. And then would the first Tuesday of every month work for everyone for the meeting? And I would suggest scheduling a separate meeting at Stewart's convenience.
Now, monthly meetings is good.
Yeah. The first Tuesday would be good.
First Tuesday works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a pandemic, I'm going nowhere. So yeah, I'm good. Let me check my calendar. I'm good.
The only consideration is just whether or not it conflicts with some other of the board meetings that the four representatives have. For conservation, it's Thursday, so that's no conflict.
Works for recreation department. Good with us.
Joe, planning board's on Mondays, right? Only?
That's correct. And through the chair, one question I would have is if I'm okay with the Tuesdays, is possibility, I don't know how this will work for other people, for me personally, it would help a little bit. Maybe bump the timing up to 6, 7 o'clock, rather 5. 5 seems kind of early.
Agreed. I agree.
The people have to get home from work, and now summer's coming, the pandemic's coming to an end. People will be back working, traveling, getting home.
Yeah, I agree. That's good timing.
So are people asking for 6 or 7?
I prefer.
I think 7 would probably be good.
Seven
works.
We've been doing 7 at conservation. That seems to work really well for people because anything that goes over at work, then they basically have time to tie that up and then get on our call.
And we can eat before, so we're not angry. just saying.
One thing. This is Pete at Franklin TV. Yeah. One thing I would suggest is that you try to avoid conflicts with the school committee meetings, which are at that same time on Tuesdays.
Oh. Hmm.
What nights do the they have certain nights on the school committee?
Well, what we can do is, if everybody's amenable to Tuesdays, I think the first is fine. I think the school committee normally has first Tuesdays. I was going to mention that, but they also go off schedule a little bit depending on their calendar. Like the council, they set their dates a year in advance. So we should be able to work around their schedule as long as people are comfortable with a couple of the months, maybe, maybe it's the second Tuesday or the fourth, it just depends on their calendar. Is that okay with folks?
Good to me.
What we'll do is Chrissy and I will look at their calendar, work with the superintendent's office, and then I'm trying to look on the calendar right now so we can set our next meeting date, but I could talk to them.
Mr. Chair, it's generally the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday, which is the one reason why they have the legislative forum tonight, because it's not a conflict with their normal meeting.
Oh, is that right, Steve?
Yes.
Somehow Chris Feely probably knew that. I don't know how he did, but maybe he knew. He's laughing. So the first Tuesday it is. Do folks want to meet next? So that would be April 6th. Right after Easter. Do folks want to get together again before that, or do you want to meet again on April 6th? And we'll try to schedule some of these presentations and obviously have a good schedule with that.
Can we find out when we're going to meet with Stuart before we decide if we want to meet before April 6th? Because
we may meet before April 6th. So we're going to meet with Stuart before April 6th?
We're going to try to, yes.
That's a good idea.
In the meantime, is there anything, and I don't know if this is premature, is there anything that each of us should be assigned to do between now and then? Again, it might be premature, but I just wanted to ask the question.
Did everybody get a chance to look through the links that were on the... that were on there? Did people really dig into them? Yeah, they did. Nobody fell asleep? No,
two stayed awake. Questions, Jamie. Huh? But two separate questions.
Nap between the two.
Yeah.
The South Church is an amazing study.
Yeah, that's cool.
The folks at the library did, but it's a long one and it's detailed, right? Which is what we asked for and paid for, but it's deep. So, Lisa, to answer your question, I think it's really just about education. I think it depends on when I can get Stuart to come out.
Okay.
I think it's about familiarizing yourself with the projects. I think communitypreservation.org has virtually everything CPA. Mm-hmm. I think some of the list of assignments we have are items that, we'll obviously have to schedule with the staff and some of the additional stakeholders. But we can easily put a calendar together on those items. you know, over the course of the next several months. I think Chris is right. We obviously have to probably just get in touch with Stuart to see if he can come out at some point.
I think looking at the CPA website itself and reading through some of the projects and the requirements for the distribution of monies would also help and prepare people. So that, Chris, if you're asking for something to do, that would help.
I have a database online of every project that's been done in Massachusetts that's been paid.
Well, not every project.
Pretty good amount.
I have a question. It's probably way premature. Do we make recommendations or do we take recommendations? Is there
both?
Okay, it's either there. So if we come up with something, we can, and or someone comes up to us with information.
Most of it is, Mike, that's a great question. So a formal application will have to be put forth by somebody to apply for CPC funds.
Yep.
So for example, just to illustrate the point, the Nation Street Tot Lot is probably one of the next capital projects on the Recreation Department list. You know, we've looked at a rehab of that lot for many years. And so that's the next, I think that's roughly the next one on the list. And there's a few more. So, you know, Ryan, during his presentation and the rec board would come in and give you an overview of what they've done the last few years and what's coming up. And Ryan would be the applicant or the town, some entity would be the applicant to CPC for the funds. And then you would recommend that to the full town council, you know, for approval, and then the approval of funds would go through. If you were to make up a project or say, you know, hey, I'd like to see, you know, some sort of restoration on the Redbrook Schoolhouse, you know, we would take that recommendation because the town owns the property. We would take that recommendation from the committee and say to the facilities director or whoever the staffer was, this is just an example. We would say, hey, Mike, could you look at this request and see what the cost would be that the CPC is interested in doing? You know, there are some limitations on the money. I think folks will learn that when Stuart comes in. You know, you can't just do anything, but, you know, it is still pretty expansive in terms of what folks can do. You know, things like historical plaques, private property, historical reservation, preservation, things like that, get a little bit more technical in terms of how you can fund and what you can fund and what has to happen. Oftentimes on private properties, a preservation restriction is required and other mechanisms. And the town attorney, Mr. Sorrell, is the chairman of his CPC committee in Medway for 12 years. And he knows the legality of a good amount of it. So he'll be consulting the committee at times when needed. As well.
Exciting. That's awesome. Thank you.
Any other thoughts or comments or ideas?
Sounds like we got a plan.
I think you got a lot to do. So first order of business is we'll be in touch with Stuart tomorrow to see if we can't find a date where he can come out and talk to the group. Is everybody comfortable with having the next meetings in person?
That was my next question. When would be able to do that? So
definitely April 6th. And if there's a date before then, you know, obviously I'll have to just look at the calendar and see what the thing is.
So I would suggest that we do that if we can. And if people are still uncomfortable, we could Zoom them in, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Everybody has the option. The school committee, you know, and both the council have members that are at home. I think the planning board is still remotely at home, correct, Joe?
Correct.
So,
conservation has been going back and forth, but having both works very well with the setup that they have now.
Yep. And we know we have enough seats for everybody because we have the full council in the chamber at times. So everything's socially distant. And if we need applicants, like if somebody's coming in to do a presentation, Chris, you know, like the historical preservation stakeholders, for example, they can all come into the building like you guys did for the appointments, and we limit that number. So let's plan on having it in the chamber on April 6th. And obviously, if there's another date before then, we'll let people know.
Good. Perfect.
Good. What's that?
Exciting.
Well, I don't get to call this anymore because I'm not doing this. So somebody's gonna have to make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah, we need a motion to adjourn.
Before we adjourn, don't we have to vote on the date and the time for the meetings?
No, I don't think we're required to.
No.
You're not required to. Okay.
No, I think what in the past, what has been is resolutions from committees that do the dates all in advance. But we'll put a calendar together, Joe, just so everybody has April, May, June, July, you know, what the actual dates are. And you guys can maybe consider that at the next meeting is a calendar. Like, do you do that at the planning board, Joe? Where you set up dates for the whole year?
You vote on dates sometimes. Yes, that's why I was curious why this committee doesn't have.
Yeah, we did that too. We voted on the date and time at the Historical Commission when we changed ours from a Tuesday to a Wednesday night.
Conservation, we do, as Jamie is saying, that we have an entire calendar for the year, and we vote on the calendar with one vote.
Correct.
Flip a coin?
Doesn't matter to me. I'm just asking. Yeah. So
Well, I think can I say something?
Sure, Wayne.
It gives you a little more flexibility if you don't lock us in on different meetings, because I know I have the rec board meetings throughout the year. I don't know. It's up to Chris and
you're not really I can only speak for conservation. I mean, you're not really locked in. I mean, we, you know, as there are things that come up and basically require, say, the room or require something, so we will then vote to move a meeting on a case-by-case basis. But it basically allows people that have to plan months in advance. Like for me, I got to plan out 6 months. So it helps me personally to have that at least some idea as to when the meetings are.
So for the first meeting that we're all agreeing to for April 6th, we don't need a vote. But when we have a slate of meetings laid out, we will vote on that.
Good. Sounds fine.
Cool.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We'll put all those together for everybody. And, you know, I'm sure Chrissy will send them out just to get everybody's calendar set, to Jeff's point. You know, she'll probably send them out in advance so you guys can formally vote on those in April. Or if there's a date beforehand, obviously, Chris, and we can get Stuart, we can do it then as well.
Also, this is Pete at Franklin TV. As we move more and more meetings back into chambers, the potential conflicts with the school committee are going to be more significant, and the slate of meetings over a long period of time will have to be coordinated with Ann Berg and Sarah and so on.
Yeah, Pete, they're going to do that before they schedule our meetings. They're going to look at their schedule.
Great.
And we're going to, you know, we'll certainly be, that's what I mentioned earlier, we'll run it by Pete, we'll run it by Denise and Sarah, you know, once we get the list of dates. Because sometimes they might have a subcommittee meeting, you know, just want to make sure it's on the calendar. Yep.
Jamie, do we need to do a roll call vote to adjourn? Because
you do have to do a roll call vote to adjourn, but I did, Steve Sherlock, did you have your hand up? Were you trying the new technology? Did you have something? No.
Nothing material for the meeting, thanks.
He muted himself, so I'll take that as...
Yeah, there was nothing material for the meeting.
Okay, great. Yep, motion to adjourn, Chris, and roll call.
You want me to do the roll call?
No, I just need a motion from somebody in a second.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Chris?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
Monique?
Yes.
Phyllis?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Wayne?
Yes.
And Mike?
Yes.
Congratulations, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank awesome. You.
Thank you, everyone.
Have
a good night.
Take care. Thanks, have a good night.
Good luck, everybody. Right, guys. You do a great job.
Congratulations,
thank you.
Guys.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye,
thank
everybody. You, one have and good all.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.